Hello?
Hi, can you hear me now?
We can hear you now, yeah.
Excellent.
Cool.
So I could hear you last time, but I guess you couldn't hear me.
No, we had a problem with the microphone earlier, and I was trying to fix it, and I accidentally switched off the phone. I am wonderful at Blarney, but I'm terrible at technology, you know? And I wish I had a camera right now, because, well, I do have it in my purse.
Hey, Kevin, it's Megan, and Rachel and I are huddling over one set of earphones.
Why don't you move the mic over? Then you can talk without having to break up. Oh, that sounds painful. Okay, Kevin, I heard that we have a new hero in town in red tights and black mask and everything.
Well, you'll have to ask him about the red tights and the black mask.
I don't have to. I've seen them. I've seen them, Kevin. I've seen them. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, so this year, as part of NSRAP's fifth annual gala fundraiser, we decided to take the opportunity to recognize members of the community who've made a significant contribution to the cause of LGBT equality in Nova Scotia. And we decided it would be a good year to make that, a good idea to make that an annual thing. So we had to decide who was going to be the recipient for the first year, and it was sort of a natural choice to choose Dan McKay. I think anyone who's been involved in activism in Nova Scotia at all has bumped into Dan in one way or the other, whether it's through his work with Pride or particularly his work in WAVES, the effort that he makes to make sure that we're all in communication with each other and coordinating. And even, you know, when he's not involved in any specific project, WAVES or Pride or Ponikin or the other 100 things he does, even just the fact that he's always there as an advisor and as someone who has a wealth of history at his fingertips and always can anticipate what the right next move is when you're trying to accomplish an important goal. So I don't think there was any really much debate at all that Dan would be an excellent choice as our first recipient of the annual award.
Okay, but the award, and this is going to be annual award, so already, of course, you're on your search for your next one, which will be provincial, right?
Right. So the award is open to anyone who's made a contribution to the cause of LGBT equality in Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm.
That could be someone in Nova Scotia or just somebody who's contributed to the scene in Nova Scotia, I guess. We'll be open for nominations at any point during the year if anyone has ideas for who they'd like to see recognized. But probably closer around the summer, we'll really start going out and looking for nominations. But if anyone has any ideas, they can send them off to NSRAP at any point.
I think you should make that, you know, you've got the toe end of the booth there. The striking point, you've got Dan McKay, and actually I remember doing something one time and I wrote an article and Daniel sent me a personal email and said, Denise, you know, I really want to be nice about this, but have you ever considered going to my website? And he has that historical website and it has events and everything, and people should go there because it has all the events going on all over the place, and he's been building that slowly now, and he's done it in the background very quietly, you know, and he just pushes it. But on there, along with all the other stuff, is actually a page telling you how to do interviews. Obviously, I never read it, Kevin. Okay. And Daniel keeps reminding me that I haven't read it. He's so sweet. But, whoa, that's it. Sorry, that was the telephone, I think.
Okay.
All right, sorry about that. If the volume's up too much, I just picked up on it. This picks up on the telephone sometimes. So that's what happened there. Yeah, but he does, yes, you're right. He does a lot of education and stuff there. And, of course, that's where I met him, was through WAVES. And this radio show wouldn't be going if it wasn't for Daniel and two or three other people in the WAVES team that have been very encouraging. You know, and I don't want to say blah, 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 because there's so many on the team, and each one has encouraged me at different times in different ways. Even the times when I felt like quitting and saying to heck with everybody, you know, I would get these encouraging emails from individuals directly to me. So, yeah. And no, I haven't actually seen those red tights, but I'm sure that knowing Daniel, he owns a pair. He's got to, you know, in that way.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll say, since you mentioned teamwork, one of the things Dan was insistent on is that we recognize that, you know, sometimes maybe the name that people know, but he's never done anything that hasn't involved a large team of people, and he relies on, you know, a huge network to accomplish what I think he has done. He was a little hesitant about taking the credit himself, but I think that was a little bit of unnecessary modesty, because he certainly deserves the credit. But he did want to make the point that it's certainly not something that he does on his own or is looking for individual glory for.
And that's what Dan's all about. And this show, as I said, wouldn't be half as efficient if it wasn't for the fact that, you know, they have encouraged me and directed me over the last 2.5-3 years. Dan's does an awful good job, and he is on the team, and I think he certainly doesn't like to be pointed out as a leader. Even in the team, actually, you know, when the team, whenever we call him, you know, our leader or anything, he gets very embarrassed, because he you know, it's a collective. And he really strives for that collective attitude. So the humility is real there. I've seen it firsthand, you know, in a working situation. Well, thanks very much, Kevin. I know I really appreciate you taking the time to call in. Is there anything else on NSRAP that you want to bring up at this time?
Well, you know, at this point, I'd just like to thank anyone who was able to support us at our fundraiser. We're now going to be meeting as a board this coming week and reviewing our results. And from that, we get the opportunity to plan what exactly we think we can accomplish for the year once we know how much money we have to work with. So I think you'll probably be hearing a little bit more about NSRAP in the months to come once we are able to set our priorities.
Got a call-in number, and there's always an empty seat here. So
okay,
if you want to come in and do that, you or anybody else on the team, you're welcome to come in and promote whatever it is that you're doing. That's what I've created, 90 minutes of space here for GLBT issues. I don't have enough issues to fill 90 minutes. So if you've got issues and answers and whatever, come on in. That's what that 90 minutes is for. Make use of it.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate the work that you do.